If you had the power to change anything about yourself, what would you change? The color of your hair? Or how much hair you have? The color of your eyes? The shape of your nose? Your physical features? Perhaps you'd like to be taller, or maybe a little shorter. What would you change? You know, God makes no mistakes. He made you exactly how He wanted you to be for His purposes. God is the master designer, the master planner, and the master builder of our lives. He has a plan for every one of our lives, and none of them are exactly alike. He plans the very best for every person, although we don't always understand His purposes for us. But that's okay, because He is God. We need to learn how to accept how God made us and go on in life and live out the plan that He has for us. You know, God does use various things to develop us in life. Sometimes He uses circumstances to develop us. Sometimes He uses pain and trials and suffering. Think about the life of Moses as he grew up in the courts of Pharaoh in Egypt. It seemed he sensed the call of God in his life, and he went about to help his Hebrew brothers. He killed an Egyptian one day, as the Egyptian and a fellow Hebrew were fighting. But Moses soon had to flee for his life, as word got out of what he did. And God took Moses out to the hills to tend sheep for 40 years, to work Egypt out of him. And God used those years to prepare him for the huge task of leading the Israelites out of Egypt. Week after week after week, month after month, year after year, God was preparing Moses for the task of leading the Israelites out of Egypt. God used those circumstances to develop Moses to be what He wanted him to be. God also used circumstances in the life of David. Was growing up, David's experiences in tending his father's sheep prepared him to meet Goliath in battle with only a sling and a stone. They also prepared him for the difficulties he experienced when King Saul was hunting for him. So when he was tending sheep, there was a lion and a bear had come out, and he killed them with his hands. God, of course, was with him and helped him to do that, but God was with him too as he met Goliath there in battle with only a sling and a stone. See, God used those experiences in the life of David as he was tending sheep for his father to prepare him for what God had for him later in life. God also uses sometimes trials and suffering. You know, we don't always understand those things. Why is it that some folks seemingly have much suffering in life and others do not? I don't have answers for that. Why is it that God caused some people to go through deep valleys in life, and others hardly know what a valley looks like, it seems? Well, you know, it's not our responsibility to question God, but rather put our faith and trust in Him who knows all things and holds the future in His hands. But let's look at some examples of trials and suffering. The Apostle Paul speaks about suffering that he had. He says in 2 Corinthians 12, "And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And He said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for My strength is made perfect in weakness." And then Paul says, get this, "Most gladly therefore will I glory, rather glory in my infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong." Wow. Think of how many people came to the Lord through the ministry of Paul. How many churches were established. And that because he allowed this thorn in the flesh to to bug him, to suffer from it, even though he had asked God three times to take it from him. And God said, Paul, my grace is sufficient for thee. And so he accepted that. He accepted that suffering, and God was able to use him mightily through it. I thought about the blind man in John chapter 9, there in the New Testament. The Bible says there, and as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither hath this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. Here was a man that was born blind and suffered with blindness from birth up till he was of age here. The Bible says he was of age. How many people, how many Jews do you think came to faith in Christ through this account? I mean, when this man was healed, he wasn't quiet about it. He was so excited that he received his sight, and he was telling people right and left about the Lord Jesus Christ and what he did for him. And Jesus said, This man didn't sin, neither his parents, but he was born blind that the works of God should be made manifest in him. Yes, this man suffered with blindness. Why? So that the works of God should be made manifest in him. Why? I also thought of Fanny Crosby, a little girl that was born in upstate New York in the 1800s. And as a small child, she became ill in her eyes. The doctor that treated her did not know what he was doing and gave her a wrong medication, and she became permanently blind. Fanny chose to accept her blindness and went forward in life, trusting God for her future. You know, many of us would have said, Oh, what a tragedy. Suppose that would have been you or me, or suppose that would have been your daughter, my daughter. How would have we responded to that? Oh, what a tragedy, we think. Oh, and it is unfortunate, isn't it, that those things do happen. And yet, God had planned that. God knew all about that. And you know, because she accepted her lot in life, more than 7,000 poems and hymns were written by her. Think of that. Only eternity will reveal the many souls that were brought into the kingdom of God through the hymns that Fanny Crosby wrote. What an amazing thing. She allowed God to do a work in her life, and she turned that blindness, that unfortunate situation, into something that brought much glory to God. You know, what we see of God's plan for us in this life is very limited. We don't see God's entire plan for our life. We see only a moment of time. It's a little like looking at a brick wall from a distance of maybe 2 or 3 feet. And you know, there's not much beauty in that. Yeah, there's bricks, yeah, there's mortar, but it's kind of boring, isn't it? But you step back 100 yards and look at the beauty of the entire structure. Oh, what a beautiful piece. What a beautiful architecture. And that's how it is with our lives. God has a beautiful plan for us. Maybe there's suffering in it. Maybe there are circumstances that aren't the most pleasant, but God has a plan for us. Let's put our faith and trust in God and allow him to do what he would like to do in our lives, that we might bring glory and honor to his holy name. God bless you.